This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey Hudson. It's the Depot. It's the Davey Depot, where Davey just dumps whatever he wants to right in the show here for a whole segment.
Forgot to look up the fact of the day, so bear with me a moment while I find that.
That's your host today and every day, the one.
Why are you stalling for him?
The only, Davey Hudson.
This is the most energy Nate has for the entire show because he knows that he's done for the next 15 minutes.
I'm getting some invoices done for the station over here. Some reports.
He's like, yeah, Davey, take it away. Woo!
I got some texts to pop off here.
And then I'll look at you after he says something. You'll be like, I wasn't listening right there.
You guys are breaking down Lethal Weapon. You're like, do you know what movie he's talking about? I was like, I really have not been listening. And then he said something about like, greatest Christmas. Yeah, Lethal Weapon. I did kind of.
You were like, well, I've heard him say Napoleon Dynamite a couple times. Is it Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Wasn't there a Tina?
I'm ready. Your stall's pretty bad. Just no offense.
It was a pretty good stall.
Fact of the day. The word strength.
It was such a good stall.
Is
you
the
had
longest
to
word
it.
In the English
we
language.
Kept going. We could have
only
the
one
before
vowel.
You. What?
The word strength. Is the longest word in the English language with only one vowel. I have many strengths.
Are there any words with no vowels, Davey?
I don't know.
Are there any words with no vowels?
Yeah, if you don't count Y as a vowel, then yes.
Yeah, my son was going through that the other day or something, and my wife said one, and he was like, and sometimes Y. You know.
Dunked on her a little bit.
He did.
That was the fact.
It's got a little bit of a tude sometimes.
The banger of the day, Louisiana Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel. It's a great song.
This might be his last Devo.
This might be it.
Gambling update.
If we killed Davey,
went 1-1 in the picks from last night.
It couldn't hurt. Be worth a shot.
Tonight, going with the under in the Atlanta Milwaukee game. I got under at 226.5. So, I don't know. I actually expect both those teams to kind of come out somewhat cold. I hope that is the case. Not looking for a high scoring affair, to say the least. But now for the entree of the depot. I'm going to do a movie review.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This film is entitled Stuart Little. Came out in 1999. For those who have never seen it or are unaware of what this film is about, it's about a mouse, and his name's Stuart. And Stuart ends up getting adopted by the Little family. And I know it's ironic that he's a mouse, and the last name of the family is Little. That is why he is called Stuart Little. Just to give you some background there.
Okay.
All right, here's my bigger... This is, even as a kid, when I saw this film, and it's been many years since I've seen this film, probably, like, I don't think I've seen this film since at least 2005, so my review might be a little sketchy at times here, okay? But I still remember watching this movie, and it's like, well, that's cool, he got adopted, but I was like, how would you feel if you're a kid and this family picks a mouse over you? Like, you want to talk about ruining some self-esteem? Like, that's pretty low right there. And I get it, like, it's not very realistic, but it's still setting up some kids, like, how bad, like, I wonder if they, like, showed this to kids in an orphanage, and they're like, hey, like, any of you can get adopted, and then they're just like, wait, they picked this mouse over actual kids? And my other story, or it's not a story, but tangent, is how come, like, no one knows where the orphanages are? I don't, like... We always talk about, like, we're in a business. We want to make sure to let people know who we are. We're selling advertising, trying to make sure, really, we don't sell advertising. We sell partnerships because we really like to
You still don't have it right. It's marketing campaigns.
Yeah, whatever.
Golly. We got to retrain this guy.
But
you think he'd listen?
Probably not. If you're looking...
I just did a search for orphanages near me, and a bunch popped up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he'd never actually looked for one. He expects there to be a big sign hanging over the place
it just
that says,
like,
welcome
orphanage.
To the orphanage.
I mean, just Google
no
that.
One ever says, hey, you go past the Wendy's and the orphanage is like on the right over there, you know?
Yeah.
Are they still titled orphanages?
I mean, I think they are in like that's the overarching title, but I don't think other than Seinfeld, there's not that many restaurants that are just named restaurant, but you know it's a restaurant. I think it's like that with orphanages.
You said you typed in orphanages and a lot of them popped up.
Mm-hmm. Youth Villages, Homes of Love, Smoky Mountain Children's Home, Tennessee Children's Home, East Campus.
Orphanages near me.
Bethany Christian Services. I mean, you know, these aren't all orphanages, but they deal with that. Feeding the Orphans. I mean, there's one that literally says it's an orphanage. Most of them say nonprofit organization. I know the Smoky Mountain Children's Home has orphans in it. That's the whole point. You can see it when you drive to Sevierville.
I found a Yelp page, best orphanages near me.
See? Such fake news today.
And nothing popped up. Now they want me to download Yelp. Psh, good try, guys. Not today. Let's see here. There's a Yellow Pages. I didn't even know those things were still around. Best 5 orphanages in Knoxville. Anyway, I'll get back to the movie. So
we debunked Tangent 1.
That was Tangent 2.
I don't think
Tangent
there's
1
a, I don't think there's
getting a, adopted by a, like a mouse getting adopted over an actual child.
I don't think there's a place where you can go adopt mice.
It's a fake story.
You can pay for them at PetSmart, probably.
You had to go feed them to another animal that's bigger.
Well, it's also, okay, fine.
To.
So the littles get Stuart, and their son, though. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Did they know he could talk when they adopted him?
I believe they had a conversation with the mouse at the orphanage.
The what? At the what?
The mouse at the orphanage.
Well, a talking mouse, kind of a big deal.
I mean, I'd want one.
I feel like they could exploit it. What's the average lifespan of a mouse? Like, also, like, that's kind of a good plan if you're just like, well, we're going to adopt a kid, but we don't want him to actually make
five
it that
years.
Long. It's like 5 years. Like, it's like Michael Scott when they're like.
Is it really only 5 years?
I feel like that was longer than I expected.
I figured it'd be shorter. Because I'm pretty sure a guinea pig lifespan's a lot shorter than that.
2 to 3 years, yeah.
What?
Well, they get so they're very short.
That's sad.
They don't move around.
I didn't know that.
But anyway, so this orphan named Stuart, who is a mouse, gets adopted by the Little family. And they have a cat named Snowbell, which I'm like, why would you adopt a mouse if you have a cat?
Yeah,
it's another thing
problem,
that didn't,
problem one has been identified.
I didn't really think this thing through very well. But it seems like if you're going to go through the process, which it is, like, I do commend people that adopt, because obviously these kids in real life do need the family environment, and it's great for them to be able to have that. But in the film, anyway, going back to that. So we got a mouse that's having to live with a cat and an actual human that doesn't really like him at first, and Jonathan Lipnicki, also played in Jerry Maguire. And so was he also, I think he was in Like Mike. Yeah, he was with Bow Wow. Anyway, so they go home. These two brothers, they're now brothers, they don't really get along very well, but there's something about they're building, there's like some race with a remote control car, and so they start to bond over that. And of course, at some point, this other mouse family shows up, and it's just like, Stuart's our kid. And so then this family takes Stuart with them. He leaves the littles. But at this point, he'd started to bond really well with his brother. And so, and at certain points during the show, he gets into it with like this.
Movie.
What? Yeah. It's a movie show.
Film.
I'm going to the movie show. Picture show. So there's like this gang of alley cats named like that are led by Smokey. And at some point, like, Smokey asks Snowbell to kill Stewart. And that is right, correct? You looked at me as if I was
But do you think I've seen this?
You were quoting it during the break.
No, I was not.
Quoting something when I said Stuart Little. I don't even remember.
I was quoting Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. Anyway, so Smokey, he's a bad dude. You know, he's a bad cat. And at some point, while Stuart goes with the other mouse family, he learns that they're imposters and that his parents actually died in an accident at the supermarket. They don't show a flashback to it. Probably too graphic, you know. But anyway, so he ends up finding out that these aren't his actual parents. I don't even know why they tried to. I think they were, like, hired by Smokey or something like that. And so then you got this family of mice that aren't actually a family. And then the cat tries to kill Stuart. But Snowbell actually shows up and helps save Stuart. And at some point, Snowbell's able to ward off the gang of alley cats, even though the alley cats try to attack Snowbell at some point. And so then they got to get back home as the police are called to look for a mouse. This is in New York City, of all places, too. So it's not like the police are going to put finding a mouse at the forefront of all the issues that are going on.
Did they tell the police that this is a talking mouse?
I don't know. I can't remember. Okay. I would assume so. They're probably... Like, if I had to describe it, he's very small, and he has white fur, and he's wearing clothes, so that probably would help him stand out compared to a lot of the other mouse in the, or mice in the area, but it, there's also that other imposter family. But I don't know, I can't remember if they showed other mice that were talkers in the film. Again, like I said, it's been a long time. And anyway, so, long story short, Snowbell and Stuart end up coming back, and Stuart tells the family that Snowbell helped save him, and so then they make another one like 2 years later, and I don't know if I ever ended up seeing that one. And that's Stuart Little. I'm pretty neutral on it, to be honest, so I'd just be like Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator before he actually puts the thumb down. And I'll just, like, hold it sideways for this one. So, sideways thumb.
Sideways thumb. Have you seen this movie, Nate?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm trying to think if my kids had watched it or not.
Is Stuart, is it one book? Or is it, like, multiple books?
More book. I think there's more.
It's like the Adventures of type of deal?
I think they made one, and then they started making...
Turned it into a series?
Yeah, I don't think it was, like, a bunch of books.
So, is this movie modeled after the original book?
Loosely based on the 1945 novel of the same name by E.B. White.
Loosely based. Okay.
Maybe there's only one Stuart Little book. E.B. White wrote a bunch of stuff, though, right? A bunch of kids' stuff.
The promotional theatrical release poster just says, "The Little Family Just Got Bigger."
Oh, yeah. E.B. White.
And then it's just a mouse standing on a shoe.
Charlotte's Web, E.B. White.
Dang, really?
I think so. Yep.
That's impressive.
This movie grossed $300 million at the box office.
Sheesh. Kids love Stuart Little. Are you surprised?
Let's see how well the second one did. Well, the second one, he's got a skateboard in the theatrical release poster.
Mm.
Maybe there's only one Stuart Little. Houston?
This one only made $170 million.
Only.
But they put $120 into the budget. I guess making that mouse.
You got to pay the mouse, you know?
Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little, and The Trumpet and the Swan.
I've heard of The Trumpet and the Swan. I don't believe I ever read The Trumpet and the Swan.
Those are the three classics. Oh, no, there's a Stuart Little, too. Okay.
Is that written by E.B. White?
Yep. Wait, he wrote two Stuart Little Twos? I'm really confused.
That's tricky.
Stuart Finds a Friend and the movie Storybook, Stuart Little Two. So maybe it's the same story, just written up two different ways.
Gotcha.
They ended up getting Michael J. Fox for the second one. That's probably where a lot of the budget went.
Mm-hmm. Stuart Little 2 soccer season. Now, apparently they just made a bunch of different Stuart Little 2s. That's kind of a thing. That's kind of cool, I guess. Just never make a 3, just a bunch of 2s.
It really doesn't make any sense.
That way you know which one's the original, and then you just got a bunch of extras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stuart Little, Think Big, Vote Little.
Mm. They also had James Wood and Steve Zahn. Zahn, damn it. I always get
you always say Zahn. It's so funny.
Stuart Little's Very Big House.
Oh, I get it. Because he's little, why would he need a very big house?
Stuart's new brother.
Yeah, Jonathan Lipnicki.
It's out of stock.
Sorry.
I don't think I've seen Stuart Little. Maybe I have. I mean, you know, like kids watch it just in passing. I haven't like sat down and watched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember any of what Davey talked about.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Which wasn't much, to be honest.
The reaction is mixed.
About Stuart Little?
No, about the Depot.
Oh, I'm surprised it's mixed. Yes?
No, just reading the reactions.
To the Depot? Why don't you hit the button and then do that? That way people aren't just, you know, still...
Yeah, because I've got some kind of important breaking news.
Captain Touchback shares, M. Night Shyamalan agreed to do the screenplay for Stuart Little so the studio would let him do The Sixth Sense. That is actually true.
Diverse guy, M. Night Shyamalan, a talking mouse to seeing dead people. Kudos.
I have to do that one tomorrow. All right, so two thumbs up from both of you on the Depot. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Come a kid.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Blame Davey for this one.
I've been informed that Michael J. Fox is Stuart Little.
No, he's Michael J. Fox.
I guess was Stuart Little since they've not released a Stuart Little film since 2002. Actually, they did have a direct-to-video one, but that was like, I don't know if they... ended up getting Michael J. Fox for that one. I'm going to say no.
Good to know.
Is that the breaking news you wanted to get to?
Nope.
No.
I think it's about Tony Vitello.
Well, it's probably because I told you during the break that it was about Tony Vitello.
That's why.
I had to tell you twice because you asked me and then didn't listen. Jason Swain is reporting that, according to sources,
Nathan Lane was Snowbell the Cat. Continue.
I thought the Depot was over.
Well, it was. We were just updating people after.
Yes, that's what the people are dying to hear. Can I get my breaking news now? Alleged breaking news, according to sources?
Yeah, go for it.
Tennessee is prepared to make Tony Vitello the highest paid college baseball coach in America. Eric tweets in and says, Randy Boyd might have told old Dan to take a seat on the contract negotiation. Hey, hey, hey. Really thought that might get a reaction at all from someone in the room, but I guess not. Hickman doesn't seem to care. Nate doesn't care. No, Davey certainly doesn't care.
What's the current highest paid coach in baseball?
Tim Corbin.
What is it? I need the number.
$2.1 million, I believe, right?
I mean, does it surprise you?
I thought Dave Van Horn was the highest paid coach in college baseball.
I thought it was Corbin because they can always kind of manipulate numbers at Vanderbilt.
Okay, $2.317 million U.S. dollars.
$2.317.
Yes. Oh, no, I thought it was Japanese yen.
Well, that's what some poster said on a message board. Said we were going to offer, we had offer to him for $2.4.
Okay.
Okay, I know he's turned the program around, and it's not my money, but I just got to throw the question
out
there.
Both of those are absolutely 100% true, but yes, okay. Go on.
I quit donating.
Let's hear the negative part of how this is let's make this a bad thing, Dave. Yeah, let's do that.
I'm not making it a bad thing. Like, I'm assuming the buyout is also going to be pretty big.
Yeah, so if another school tries to come and poach him, we get bank.
What if we just start to suck all of a sudden? It wouldn't be the first time.
I
I'm excited that they're willing to do it.
Davey, we gave Jeremy Pruitt a raise and extension.
Yeah, you don't think I know that? I was sitting here complaining about it, and everyone was telling me to shut up.
Do you think he deserved it?
Hell no, he didn't deserve it.
Tony Vitello deserves it.
Oh, he deserves a raise and extension, yeah.
Yeah, big one.
I'm not saying make him the highest paid coach in the land.
Why not?
But Davey is right about the Jeremy Pruitt thing. He and I were like, eh. And a lot of homers were trying to like, no, we finished the season strong. Da, 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 da. And you kind of straddled the fence.
No, we didn't.
To put it nicely. But Davey was right. And with the Rick Barnes thing, I mean, you know, I think everyone agreed you kind of had to keep him, but I think everybody would agree you overpaid. So with Davey, I think it would be better if he could do it in a slightly more polite way. The
you
way
don't
I'm
think?
Attempt
you,
here.
Really? You think so? Yeah.
Is it – we all want to keep Tony Vitello. Is it okay to overpay for him? Because that's what you'd be doing. I mean, he's not the best coach in college baseball, hands down.
Yeah, he is.
He's top three, top four.
In the whole sport?
Yep.
Yes.
He's only been doing it 4 years, and look what we just did.
I would take him over pretty much everybody, but maybe Tim Corbin. And
I do like Tim Corbin. I hate that he's at Vanderbilt. Yeah. I'd like him to go to LSU. I'd actually root more for him if he was at LSU.
Dave Van Horn sucks. He's overrated.
What about Brian O'Connor?
Where's he at?
Well, he just beat a 6-0. He's won the championship before.
Well, his time's over. It's a new era.
Look. We're all the still the new TV money's coming in for football in a couple years. The schools are going to have a lot more cash. We paid Kevin Steele $950,000 for 3 weeks. Tony Vitello like doesn't eat during the season because he's locked in a room trying to win every game he can. Like, other teams and other players are looking at Tennessee like, man, I kind of want to go there. Look how much fun they have. If he gets the new stadium, that's more money. But we're lucky we have a president that, like, money doesn't matter. He cares about the fan base and the university. He wants him to succeed. I like that. I'm for that. And to Eric's point, I think that might absolutely be what happened. I think Donde and Randy might have just said, hey, Danny, we know you don't like dealing with Jimmy Sexton. We totally get that. So you don't have to. We're going to handle it. I've heard there's a lot of big money donors that are like, hey, if you guys need something, just let me know because we can't lose this guy. Like,
right.
Because regardless of how long you've been a Tennessee fan, you've never seen this before from Tennessee baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't existed. And he did it coming off a COVID year. And we've said it a bunch. Like I want Tennessee to take athletics seriously, and not worry about greener pastures. And oh well, what if we can get a bet? Like you got a really good guy who wants to be here.
I think you got to keep him, and if you got to overpay to do it, you just do it. Like Davey said, not his money. Danny White's paid the big bucks himself to make all the money fit into the budget.
What does Danny make per year?
Figure it out.
Isn't he right at 2.5?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that much more in the grand scheme of the entire athletic budget.
No. And I'm telling you, if they do the stadium right.
It's not like going from a $5 million football coach to a $10 million football coach.
No. No.
Which is what the AD did at A&M.
What was our total salary?
Danny White makes $1.8 million, by the way, which is equivalent to $199,579,500 yen.
Tony V's going to be offered $1.79, isn't he?
No, because Danny's not in on this, bro. They told Danny, go take a seat. You don't like dealing with Sexton, that's
Omaha?
Fine.
Good Lord.
Because he probably wasn't allowed to be in Omaha. They were probably like, no. You don't want to talk to Tony. You don't want to talk to his agent. We're going to go. We're going to handle it. I bet you TV's sitting next to – he's sitting right in between Donde and Plowman – or Donde and Boyd on the way back.
I have other breaking news.
If this has nothing to do with Tennessee baseball, let's save it.
Okay, it's Tennessee basketball.
All right, go ahead.
Assistant coach Rod Clark says, wait until y'all see this matchup that gets released today. Maybe that's what Danny had been working on.
Is it going to be West Virginia and Charlotte on a neutral court?
Probably be Texas, to be honest.
I'd like to see us play Duke.
I was trying to read this article about the ejection thing. It had nothing new in it. Bummer.
What?
There was an article about the ejection yesterday with Ross Kivett and then Tony V and them staying, leaving, talking. It just, we had already hit everything in it. It sucked.
Oh, great, Dave. Your Believe Network has put out a Tony V to Baton Rouge podcast.
Really?
Is that the LSU guys, I'm presuming?
Blake Ruffino?
I've never heard of him.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'll look into it.
It's a short clip. I'll try to listen to it during the next break. There's the start of it for anybody. So what?
We'll come back with more.
Yeah, we'll do that. To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Hour three continues, live from Fan Run Studios. So what this Yahoo have to say?
That Tony might be in the top three of candidates, maybe, and that LSU may have offered him a contract, but he's not sure, and that the number was $2.1 million.
Yeah.
This guy seems like he knows a lot.
Yeah, it's the classic kind of horoscope. Throw out a bunch of stuff, and then that way you can sit back and say, I told you so, or I told you so.
I could do that.
I know. That's why I mean, and then the ending was very odd. He's like, oh, I know that people who don't want Tony say he's a bleephole.
Well, duh. Look at the guy.
What?
Everybody thinks he is. You know why? Because they're jealous of Tony.
I don't think he's a bleephole. I think he's a fiery guy. I don't think he's a jerk.
I don't think he's a jerk, but...
I watched him leave the hotel, signing autographs, giving fist bumps to any kid who wanted it. I don't think he's a jerk.
I mean, I could see why people would think that. Because if you're not Tony Vitello, you want to be Tony Vitello. You hate people you want to be, you know? You're jealous.
Highest paid coach in baseball. I mean... If the comparisons we've made are accurate about the prestige difference between these two jobs, I mean, that's what you got to do.
A little bit more breaking news. This is from Dr. Danny White's Twitter account. Fans interested in greeting the baseball team and congratulating them on their outstanding season are welcome to meet the team bus at the Lindsey Nelson Stadium left field gate around 2:30 p.m. Hopefully that's a better turnout than the watch party. So do we need to like, we should probably pump that up. We need people out there with signs. Please don't go. Please don't go.
Stay, Tony V, stay.
Should you stay, underline stay, or go, X out, go? But don't spell go, G-E-A-U-X. No, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear there's a lot of people you can just pay to protest these days. You probably pay them to go out there and hold signs for Tony V.
Rentaprotester.com.
I just got an email from the university. Granted, they're asking for money again. But it starts out like, thank Netflix, but for the Vols. So, and they made it seem like they were going to announce a streaming service, but they're
That'd
not.
Be cool.
But they're not. They just want my money.
Wait, what? They're not giving you, like, all access behind the scenes, like, of all this, your favorite
sports? It's called a 10 for Tennessee. It's a subscription-like way to support your alma mater. Thank Netflix, but for Vols.
Hey, if you cancel Netflix, put that money towards us.
So, wait a minute. What do you get? You know, with Netflix, I get a lot of
with this monthly
shows
gift,
and
you become a loyal Vol, which includes... which includes.
I was having such a good morning based on everything that happened yesterday. I was,
you got to forward that to me right okay. now. I've got to see this.
When did that come in?
9:01 this morning.
Oh, had it auto sent. Batches it starting at 9.
I didn't get it. I'm disappointed.
It says.
That must be like that Crest guy.
When becoming a loyal Vol, I get invitation to an appreciation event, messaging on the impact of monthly contributions, and fewer UT Knoxville gift solicitations. Oh, so they basically, wait. I give them money, they quit asking for more money.
I will quit bugging you if you do the thing I've been bugging you to do.
And they end it with, don't spend $10 on corn from a jar, give 10 for Tennessee.
The way this program is, I have to have the corn from a jar just to stay invested, all right?
Like, well, column A, column B. Like,
some good, some bad. If I don't have the alcohol, like, I'm out of here, buddy.
So what's it? Where did the Netflix thing come in?
Hold on a second. I don't have – this is an email I seldom use, so I got to pull yours up to
– Yeah, yeah.
Just, but I did want to say while I was on here, I didn't want to pull up, but it says, not ready to give 10 for Tennessee? No problem. Just make a one-time gift today.
And then we'll continue to bug you in this way for years and years to come.
So it's $10 a month forever?
I mean, until your loyalty ends, Houston.
It's like, we know he's dead, but we still got the bank card, and it doesn't expire for 4 more years. So he would have wanted it this way.
Weren't you the one that told me about that with a certain subscription-based recruiting service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golly, yeah. The worst.
All right, I just forwarded it to you guys.
All right.
10 for Tennessee. I mean, it's...
Can you be any cheesier?
Look, they're just trying to, you know.
Oh, man, that orange slice is going to be behind the paywall now. you have to be a 10 for Tennessee member.
Don't spend it on a wild mink or soda pop or corn from a jar.
This is a joke, right?
No.
Look at this graphic.
Yeah, it's not a good graphic.
It's bleeping awful.
It's I got a winking mink. There's a winking mink.
How
on
wild
here.
Are minks, by the way? Do we have those in Tennessee?
I mean, have you seen a pet mink? They're pretty wild, Houston.
I have not seen a pet mink, but people have pet otters. I went down a rabbit hole of Facebook videos yesterday to see like all like weird pets that people have. Otters were pretty
mink
good.
This is weird. I got mink care.
Mink hair, yeah. It's
no,
very...
care. Mink care, like how to take care of your mink. And then on the right, you got a $6,500 mink coat on eBay and an ad.
I love that they said think Netflix, which is only things to view.
Yeah,
and
it's
what
a
service. You get to come to an in-person event, and we're not going to ask you for as much money.
No, they probably had the brainstorming ideas like, all right, what's the number one subscription that people give money to? And they're like, probably Netflix. All right, that's how we'll get
them. How much does it cost? And they're like, all right, go a little less than that.
It's like, what if people are just scared off by the whole one-time donation thing? What if we create a payment plan where we don't give them anything?
Well, they do. They stop asking you for as much money.
$10 per
month.
None
over the phone. You will never get a phone call again asking for money.
You can designate to any area of campus you care about most. Can we do this? Can we sign up? Like, what would be the most random, like, anti-state-run radio, like, thing to improve on campus, like continually with our $120 every year, it has to go to this.
The bridge that connects the ag campus and the regular campus.
Like that's just the fan run bridge now?
Yeah.
Sign up, but put in the notes, must put fan run on, like, you know, like basically label it. Bob Kessling's microphone cord. Like, it has to have a little piece of tape around it that says fan run. Anytime that cord shorts out, you just use our 120 and patch that bad boy right up.
Where do I want the money to go? Just give it to Bob.
Just Bob. John Wilkerson, maybe. It's been an action-packed
show. Choose to give back to your college, your favorite student organization, athletics, or more than 1,000 other searchable funds. Ah, they won't let you... designate other, I guess. Soundboard for Vol Network. The Bob Kessling's pot button.
No, just the cough button. I would have wanted Tim Priest's mic. Maybe Burt Bertelkamp's mic.
Yeah, there you go.
Can we sponsor that?
We get the little WK
fan run.
Little WKGN on it. you know.
Every time he says money, there's just a hotkey, just Fan Run Radio. That's money, Bob. Brought to you by Fan Run Radio.
Next time they got a break, Bob has to say that Bert's last four money comments were brought to you by Fan Run Radio. Where they give their all for Tennessee. $10 at a time.
So if Tony gets this new contract that's outrageous, can he like just slip Ross Kivett like a little, you know? Someone said that Ross probably makes his money off of summer camps. I'd say the Tennessee Volunteer Baseball summer camp this year going to be pretty lit. They're probably going to break some records this year.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. He deserves it after that performance.
People are just going to want to meet him. The guy that got ejected.
Toss the Ross, they say.
Yeah. I was hoping we were going to win that game for him. So today at noon, huh? Oh, no, wait. 2:30, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know where noon came from. 2:30. I mean,
I had the Danny White tweet, and somehow it chopped it off right at back on campus this afternoon, and it was like dot to dot. And for some reason, I just missed the after.
Mm-hmm.
First reply. Have the contract ready, Danny.
Seriously. He steps off the bus and it's just waiting for him, just right there. Big pen.
That'd be good.
That would be awesome if they, if all the fans that showed up actually got to witness him signing the contract.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a big check, but it's a big contract.
And if you'll go to page two. Hang on, I got to turn it real quick.
$1 more. We should offer him a contract for $1 more than Dave Van Horn for the rest of Van Horn's career.
Dude, he's so vindictive, he'd be like, done.
To be renegotiated at Dave Van Horn's retirement.
It's like, hey, Tony, we were going to offer you 2.4, but how would you feel about $1 more than Dave Van Horn the rest of your career? He'd be like, mm-hmm, yeah, I'm doing that.
We'll make it $1.37.
There you go. You would think, like, hey, here's some extended highlights and some...
Yeah, good Lord.
Like, submit your questions and we'll ask the coaches.
Right.
No, we'll just call you less. But we'll also keep you up to date on how our fundraising is going.
It doesn't even make any sense. And the graphic's terrible. So cheesy. 10 for Tennessee.
Well, it's $10.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what they're saying. It's just, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know if minks are wild. They're like ferrets, apparently.
Yeah, they're closely related. Ferrets, mongoose, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? All this, I mean, this is like coming pretty fast today, Hodges. You think in, what, like 48 hours? Think we have an answer?
Nah. I think next week.
Next week?
Tuesday.
What?
Yeah, Tuesday they'll announce it all.
How about tomorrow? Optimism Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How'd you do that?
It felt like a Monday because I was watching baseball yesterday in the afternoon.
You usually make fun of me for not knowing what day of the week it is.
That's right. It's definitely not.
Minks don't look too wild.
Maybe that's what he meant by wild as a mink. Like, kind of wild, but really not that bad.
Are they related to the Wolverine or Badger?
I don't know.
Why do you ask? Just curious?
I kind of thought they were because they're both similar in stature, aren't they? Kind of like short, skinny.
Wolverine and Badgers are a little bigger, I think,
mm-hmm.
than a mink.
Wolverine.
And a ferret.
I could rant all day about Wolverines and why they suck, but.
All day.
Yeah.
What?
Feels like we need to do another.
You don't even know what a wolverine looks like. You're comparing it to a ferret?
I don't know what a mink looks like. I know
a
what
ferret.
A wolverine looks
like. A mink's
like
closer to like rodents.
Yeah, wolverines suck.
Why is that?
Why?
Well, you hear the name Wolverine. You see the movie Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
You expect some Billy Badass animal. No. You could literally step on it and kill it.
You say that.
Have you watched Alone?
I don't think you could take a Wolverine.
I know for a fact.
A fully grown, angry Wolverine. I don't think you could.
Can we set this up?
I think you could lock me in the studio with two Wolverines, maybe three, and they'd all be dead in 10 minutes.
Three?
In this studio. They're done.
I mean, it'd be a hell of a way to launch a new studio. Burn this one down. Literally after the Wolverine-Hickman fight.
Wolverines are the size of like a small bear.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
The Mustelid are a family of carnivorous mammals, including weasels, badgers, otters, ferrets, martens, minks, and wolverines.
That's literally like the size of a lab.
Yeah.
Yeah, small bear. You got it. Way to be up on that.
And do you think if labs were, you know, wild animals?
You think you could take a pit bull?
Because, yeah, that's... Because
these have a much stronger mouth and claws.
Pit bull, maybe.
Look at that guy.
That's just not impressive to me. Stay away from his mouth and you're good.
No, they have claws. They're
claws, man. He hasn't seen Alone. That one that, what's his face, killed?
Like, I'm pretty sure I could grab those mic stands you guys are using and just beat it to death.
You'd have to catch it first. You'd have to, like, get somewhere close to it.
I'd just throw it until I hit it once.
Throw it? You wouldn't touch it.
See, you got two, so you throw one mic stand, you hit it, you kind of get delusional a little bit, and it's, you know, and it's, yeah.
I'm not knocking the confidence. I'm glad you're confident. I just, gotta be honest, man, I don't think you could take a Wolverine or a Badger. They're vicious. It's all they do is just be vicious.
I'm vicious.
Quora.com. Could a Wolverine kill a fully grown human? Absolutely is the answer. That's what you get. You get absolutely.
And you want to take three of them.
Okay, three maybe not, but two I'm pretty confident.
You could take three minks. They're like slightly smaller.
Not that much smaller than a wolf. Dead. Strongest animals, size like pound for pound. They are fearless.
Fearless.
Sharp, huge claws and crushing jaws.
Do you think they could climb up on this table?
There is a documented story
Are you freaking kidding me?
Buddy.
Again, watch Alone. The thing climbs like this pole that these three poles that he shaved the bark off of to eat his meat.
A lot of me saying I could take one revolved around me staying on this table.
There are documented stories of Wolverines killing polar bears one-on-one. They take down moose regularly one-on-one. The moose is 200 times its size.
He's going to take on three now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some bad takes in our time here, but... Whew.
Jeez.
I did not know a lot about Wolverines before this.
This is the equivalent of a house cat taking down a fully grown whitetail. Hickman, you need to apologize to Wolverines and Badgers right now. Like, this is... You're lucky you live here. There aren't...
There's a reason Logan has the nickname Wolverine. Like... They're ferocious. They can take down anything, almost.
Maybe so.
Large males can weigh up to 71 pounds.
He thought it was a ferret. Like, just admit, you underestimated the Wolverine a little bit.
I thought they were, like, this long. Yeah. Maybe, like, this tall.
He said he could step on one.
Yeah, I'm sure the moose never thought of that. I'll just step on it and get out of here. Polar bear!
Their length is somewhere between 26 and 42 inches.
Yeah, I was thinking like 10 to 16.
So, and that doesn't count the tail. They're like this long and then the tail.
And they're sharp everywhere. Like everything is just razor sharp. Keep Tony V 230, Lindsey Nelson. It's a Keep Tony V rally at the stadium.
Tease out for Tony.
Freaking idiot.